You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to a brand new day. Welcome to a brand new Tuesday. And it just happens to be the 26th of April. Yes, indeedy. Welcome to The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. Time right now, we're just after the hour of 6 o'clock. And I'm going to be with you for the next 4 hours. So please do try and stick around. Keep me company. Looking at a few things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment, let's go back to the year 1903. For you football fans, Atletico Madrid Association Football Club is founded on this day. 1941, an organ was played at a baseball stadium for the first time in Chicago, in Illinois. And in 1964, the Beatles attended the 28th birthday party. Who for? Well, that was for Mr. Roy Orbison.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Come on, yeah.
My heart's just a prison, so I'm hoping and wishing that girl I'm forgiven. Say yeah, yeah, 'cause every time you leave me, I'm sad. The moment you're returning, I'm glad. So let's not go forgetting what we had, 'cause it's bad. Said you're leaving, but now you're
all night.
There we go. It comes from Ireland, you know. That is Ronan Patrick John Keating. Yes, Ronan Keating there. And loving each day. And if you've just woken up this morning, good morning and welcome. And decide that you're going to love Tuesday. Why not? Because after Tuesday comes Wednesday, and then Thursday, and then Friday, we're back to the weekend. Ronan Keating, by the way, a television and radio presenter, as well as being a singer and a songwriter, who currently hosts a breakfast show on Magic Radio over in the UK. He debuted in 1983, alongside Keith Duffy, Michael Graham, Shane Lynch, and Stephen Gately, as the co-lead singer of the Irish group. Can you remember which Irish group that was? Oh, come on, Boyzone. It was Boyzone, you know. 6 after 6.
Together, nothing, it's about to break. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Well, we started off those two songs with Union of the Snake, and that was the ninth single by Duran Duran, released on the 17th of October back in 1983. Union of the Snake was the lead single, in fact, from the band's third album, which was Seven and the Ragged Tiger. And and preceded, by the way, its release by 1 month, and it was originally titled The Union at Stake. Yeah, came out, just a month before the album. Nice track. And that was followed on there, and Say It on the Radio by Wanted. Time on the Breakfast Show, 14 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. What have we got lined up for you today? Well, we all know what today is, don't we? It's Tuesday. I mentioned it already. And it is on Tuesdays that we link up in the last hour of this morning's programme with our feisty foodie, Sarah. And sadly to say, after almost 5.5 years, it is it's going to be the last time. Doesn't look as if Sarah will probably be coming back to Panama, and she's decided to call it a day. So this could be all rather sad. So join us in the last hour today for the last time with Sarah. We're going to be doing things like cracked top flourless chocolate cake, Sarah's minestrone soup, and Dijon and herb broiled salmon. So that's going to be nice. So there, last time today. Very, very sad. 5.5 years. That's what we're going to be doing today. Of course, the usual bits and pieces as well. Like, for instance, what's the time now? 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. What do? We do this. Now, you might not feel like it, but I hope you will. All right. What is that, you might well ask? Well, I hope you feel like dancing, but unfortunately, the Scissor Sisters don't feel like dancing. And there we go, that's it, Scissor Sisters, and I don't feel like dancing. and out of the shower, you're getting on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. And I'm happy to tell you that Mary Lou is on her way off to work already. Congratulations, you're doing quite well this morning, Mary Lou. Right, 20 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, that song, I Don't Feel Like Dancing. And if you're one of the writers of that song, was Elton John, who also happened to be the guy belting away there on the piano. Now you know. The beat goes on the Breakfast Show.
The beat goes on. Beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, current thing, Teeny Bopper is our newborn king, And the beat goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Little girls will break their hearts, And men still keep on marching off to war. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. The cars keep on going faster all the time. Mom still cried, hey buddy, have you got a dime? And the beat goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
We'll be right back.
simply called High, and it comes from the band The Cure. We're 28 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're sort of well on the way. I'm going to be here for the next, about three and a half hours. What we got lined up for you, if you are new to the program, bits and pieces. We've got a little look at some of the local news headlines in around about a couple of minutes time. And that's looked at in more detail, of course, at 8 and 9 o'clock in the mornings. 7 o'clock, we take a look at some of the international news. 7.30, business news, some of the international business news. In between the two, we'll take a look and see what the weather's going to be doing for the day. I'll be taking a rummage around the internet as well, see what I can find to keep you amused as we go through till 10 o'clock this morning. But as for right now...
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and let's start by taking a look at some of the local news headlines that we'll be looking at, as I said, in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. No deaths and a total of 267 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours was reported by the authorities of the Ministry of Health for this Monday. The entity's epidemiological report also indicates that 3,771 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 7.1%. Now, remember, the maximum positivity recommended by the WHO, the World Health Organization, is 5%. There are currently 3,438 active cases. Of these, 3,367 are in home isolation. While 71 patients are hospitalized, and of these, 64 are in the wards and 7 in the intensive care units. Now, the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, announced on Monday that the placement of the fourth dose of the vaccine against COVID-19 for all those over 50 years of age was authorized. He explained that it will be optional, and that in the different vaccination posts, as well as the polyclinics and the health centres, there are enough doses for the population as of today. At least 11,000 signatures have been registered up until Monday in the process to request the revocation of the mandate of the mayor of the District of Panama, Jose Luis Fabrega. According to preliminary data, until 10 a.m. on Monday, 11,237 signatures were counted. Now, the collection of signatures, which includes digital tools, began on Wednesday, and the proponents of the initiative seek to collect 198,920 signatures within 120 days for the Tribunal Electoral to call a recall referendum. After the Supreme Court of Justice determined that the concept of paid leave is unconstitutional, lawyer Roberto Ruiz Diaz announced that he had received a phone call asking him to delay the execution of the ruling. Ruiz Diaz said that last Friday they were trying to communicate with him insistently from the Association of Municipalities of Panama. This is AMUPA for its acronym. He didn't specify further details or mention the name of AMUPA's emissary. Now, through a statement, though, AMUPA denied Ruiz Diaz's accusations. The Association of Municipalities of Panama categorically denies that any collaborator or member of our association has contacted or made a call to Mr. Roberto Ruiz Diaz. President Laurentino Cortizo sanctioned on Monday Law 162 that encourages electric mobility in land transport and whose purpose is to reduce the emission of greenhouse gases by increasing the use of renewable energy. The new law regulates the development and operation of electric mobility in the country, promoting the transition from internal combustion to electric transport, highlights a statement from the presidency. In addition, it implements measures and incentives in the public, private and academic sectors. Deputies that make up the Municipal Affairs Commission of the National Assembly endorsed on Monday afternoon a bill that creates a new township in Los Santos. This is the initiative of Law 291, presented by PRD Deputy Olivares Frias, which seeks to create the district of San Agustin, segregated from the district of La Villa de Los Santos in the province of Los Santos. The Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice rejected an appeal filed by drug prosecutor Edwin Juarez against the ruling of the 30th of October of 2019, which declared 15 people accused of drug trafficking and money laundering not guilty, detained in the El Gallero operation. An alleged criminal network that used beaches in Azuero to introduce shipments of drugs from Colombia and which were then sent to Central America and the United States. The prosecution accused this group of using dance activities, a cockpit, and a fish sales company to launder the money generated by the sale of drugs. The Criminal Chamber also supported the trial court's decision to declare illegal the telephone interceptions made by the prosecutor during the investigation. The ruling was endorsed by Maria Eugenia López Arias, Maribel Cornejo, and had the rescue of José Ayu Prado. The executive makes the promise of increasing total public investment in science, technology and innovation up to 1% of gross domestic product, the GDP, embodied in the Joining Forces Action Plan. A reality is unlikely in the remainder of the mandate. Data provided by the National Secretariat of Science, Technology and Innovation indicated that Panama invests around 0.13% of GDP in this matter, which is reduced to 0.08% by subtracting the investment that the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute makes. And let me see, last but not least, the Ministry of Public Works will increase the reference price for the bidding for turnkey contracts to repair streets in different districts of the capital city. The starting price for the works had been estimated at $73.1 million, and the works were divided into four groups: Ancon, Alcalde Díaz, Bella Vista, San Francisco, Parque Lefebvre, Juan Díaz, Tocumen, Pedregal, Mañanitas, Caledonia, and Santa Ana were the points that were chosen to be intervened, but now the Ministry of Public Works included streets in Don Bosco and in Condado del Rey. In fact, talking about Condado del Rey, it says here that the $7 million and explain that most of the amount will be allocated to the expansion of the main street of Condado del Rey to four lanes. Sidewalks and storm drains will also be built in this sector, which has seen significant population growth in recent years. I had to have a chuckle when I did that look through that last night. I'll tell you why. Have you seen the amount of population increase that there has been in Paitia? We have just a normal street, and they've built, and they've built, and they've built, and they've built, and they've done nothing about finding parking for anybody. They've done nothing about controlling the traffic, because it's a U road, and if one end gets blocked, the whole thing. It took me 15 minutes to get from Via Italia to my building in Cae Winston Churchill. So can you please decide to make Cae Winston Churchill in Paitia four lanes, please? I don't know how you're going to do it. That's not my problem. Either that or make it two-way and build some car parks. That's a good idea for you, isn't it? Anyway, let's get back to the music. This is the Dave Matthews Band. Come on. Come on.
the best place to be in the mornings.
Come and get it. Mr. Al Green. I tell you what, here's something relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. In 1965, a Rolling Stones concert in London, Ontario, was shut down by police after just 15 minutes due to rioting.
Just can't hide your eyes, your hatred is. You will stop and look around. Here he comes.
There they go, having a 19th nervous breakdown. So this day, 1965, in London, Ontario, they had their concert shut down after 15 minutes due to rioting. Oh, well, they hadn't recorded this one by then. This was recorded in late 1965. Released in February of 1966. Got to number two on both the US Billboard Hot 100 and Britain's Record Retailer chart. That chart, by the way, would subsequently become the UK singles chart. And topped the charts compiled by Cashbox and New Musical Express in the UK. And it broke the band's streak of consecutive number one singles that had started with It's All Over Now from 1964. 9 minutes away from the hour of 7 o'clock. I tell you what, I'm very happy to be able to tell you that, Mary Lou, making her way to work this morning, has managed to find herself a nice comfortable seat. Yeah, she's sitting back, relaxed, headphones on, listening to The Breakfast Show. This might be the one for you this morning, Mary Lou. It's The Who. And obviously what you're on, Magic Bus.
Takes me to you.
Too much magic bus.
I'm so nervous I just sit and smile.
Too much magic bus.
House is only another mile.
Too much magic bus.
Thank you, driver, for getting me here.
Too much magic bus.
You'll be an inspector, have no fear.
Too much magic bus.
I don't wanna cause no fuss.
Too much magic bus.
But can I buy you?
There we go, Magic Bus from The Who. 7 minutes away from the hour of 7 o'clock. released in October of last year. That's called Overpass Graffiti. Mr. Ed Sheeran. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to we're 3.5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Depuis ses lèvres contre les tiennes, j'ai comme un poison dans les veines. Y'a mon âme coincée sous les verres, et dans ma bouche un goût amer. Je rêve seule avec mes acouphènes. T'as mis mon cœur en quarantaine. Mon amour, tu m'as mise à terre. Aveugle et sourde et sans repère. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne. Je voudrais oublier, je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. Que l'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Je me sens si seule. Mes rêves s'effondrent, ils tirent la gueule. Notre lit devient comme un cercueil. Mes pleurs se fondent avec la table. La nuit est longue, je me sens minable. Mes rêves s'effondrent et je pète un câble. Dans notre chambre, je vois même le diable. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier, je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. Que l'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, j'en ai vu assez. Les couleurs, j'ai broyé bien plus que du noir sur la palette de la douleur. Toutes les variantes du désespoir. Y'a toi qui peux me consoler, pourtant c'est toi qui m'as blessé. C'est plus pareil, je me vois flou. Je sens son odeur sur tes genoux. Je suis comme un soldat fusillé. J'ai pas vu l'ennemi arriver, mais j'ai appris à prendre les coups. Je compte bien me battre jusqu'au bout. Je te pardonne, on va tout reconstruire. Je te pardonne, je sais qu'on va guérir. Je te pardonne, je peux pas faire autrement. Je te pardonne, ça sera beau comme avant. Je te pardonne, accroche-toi à mes bras, abandonne. Tous les manèges à trois, je m'en tamponne. Du temps que ça te prendra, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne.
That is Hoshi and Juste Pedon and I love that track. And that one, I don't know if you remember, that one was recommended to us by one of our listeners, a friend of mine. Natural fact, he lives in Ireland, Colum. And he was driving through Paris, apparently, and he says they play this a lot on the radio. Well, we play it reasonably, a few reasonable times anyway. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way to the top of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
¡Wow! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. What's that them? At 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Indeed, a very good morning if you've joined us. Happy Tuesday. Why not? Let's take a look at some of the international news for this morning. You might want to take an antidepressant. Russia has accused NATO of engaging in a proxy battle that creates a serious risk of nuclear war as Washington convened its allies on Tuesday at a German airbase to pledge the heavy weapons that Ukraine needs to achieve victory. With Russian forces having been forced back from Kiev and now attempting a new advance in Ukraine's east, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin welcomed officials from more than 40 countries to Ramstein headquarters of U.S. air power in Europe. As we see this morning, nations from around the world stand united in our resolve to support Ukraine in its fight against Russia's imperial aggression, Austin said. Ukraine clearly believes that it can win, and so does everyone here. Three Russian pilots suspected of bombing civilian buildings in the Kharkiv and Sumy regions are among at least seven Russian military personnel that Kiev is preparing war crimes charges against, the Ukrainian Prosecutor General's office told Reuters. It said that the other individuals include two operators of a rocket launcher who allegedly shelled settlements in the Kharkiv region, and two army servicemen suspected of murdering a Kiev area resident and raping his wife. A sixth package of European Union sanctions against Russia in response to its invasion of Ukraine is expected very soon, the bloc's energy policy chief said on Tuesday. The exact date of the package is not yet confirmed, and as with the previous rounds, the EU sanctions, it would need approval from EU countries, EU Energy Commissioner Kadiri Simpson told a news conference in Warsaw. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is struggling to close the gap with the main opposition ahead of an upcoming general election, a poll showed on Tuesday. This was amid criticism over his handling of a security pact between China and the Solomon Islands. A poll for the Australian newspaper showed centre-left Labour maintaining its 53-47 lead on a two-party preferred basis against the Conservative Liberal National Coalition, even as it showed that Morrison's extending his lead as the preferred leader. A delegation of foreign policy aides to South Korea's president-elect met Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Tuesday, officials said, as both of the US allies aim to mend long-standing strained ties. Yoon Suk-yeol, who takes over as South Korea's president on the 10th of May, has stated his intention to improve relations with Japan that have been plagued by disputes stemming from Japan's 1910-45 colonialization of the Korean Peninsula. This was at a time that both faced threats from North Korea. The United States Supreme Court on Tuesday is set to consider President Joe Biden's bid to rescind a hardline immigration policy begun under his predecessor, Donald Trump, that forced tens of thousands of migrants to stay in Mexico to await U.S. hearings on their asylum claims. Spain's King Felipe VI has disclosed that his wealth is worth about 2.6 million euros in a move to make the royal house more transparent and end the opaqueness that prevailed during the reign of his father, Juan Carlos. The king's assets include just under 2.3 million euros in checking or savings accounts and securities, and he currently owns art, antiques and jewellery with a value of more than €305,000, a statement released by the Royal House has shown. It did not mention, though, any property or real estate that he owns. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, brought to you on this morning's breakfast show. We are 7 after the hour of 7 o'clock, almost exactly. Mary Lou is still on her way to work this morning. She says, though, to everybody, have a great day, everybody. And, she says, I feel like dancing. Could you please play Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis?
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let it love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I choose my nails and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. Great balls of fire! Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a sugar. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to hit me? I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great balls of fire.
Split splash, I was taking a bath. Wrong about a Saturday night. Yeah. A rubber dub dub, relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was out of know there was a party going on. There was a splishing and a splash, wheeling with the feeling. I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flipping flops, they were doing the bop. All the teens had to dance in front. There was a lollipop with a peggy suit. Good golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. With a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, swishing and a
in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood.
got that out of my system.
Johnny, be good tonight. Go, go.
We started off, as I mentioned, Great Balls of Fire from Jerry Lee Lewis. Then it was Bobby Darin and Splish Splash.
Go, 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 Johnny, go.
That one should have been for the sort of shower song, really, shouldn't it? This one is Chuck Berry and Johnny Be Good. We're 13 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. That's a bit loud. It's Tambourine Man, Mr. Tambourine Man. Cover version from Johnny H. Jazz.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine.
good version, you know. It's off of an album, I think, if I remember rightly, it's 80s Revisited. But they re-recorded a number of tracks from, really, from the 70s and the 80s. Tambourine Man, or Mr. Tambourine Man, Johnny Hates Jazz. Time on The Breakfast Show, exactly 19 minutes. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at the weather. What I can tell you is I'm smiling, because it's quite bright in the studio this morning. Bit of sunshine out there. When I woke up this morning as well, looking out of the bedroom window, beautiful crescent moon. Perfect. Except my camera wouldn't focus on it, otherwise I'd have taken a picture. Now, let's start off, as we do, looking at the weather with Colón, the province of Colón, Costa Arriba. We're looking at 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, that is the thermal sensation over there, with 81% relative humidity. Isolated rains with thunderstorms during the course of this morning. Stormy rains, though, in the afternoon. And tonight, isolated rains with thunderstorms. Oh, got a nice variation there, haven't we? Let's take a look at West Panama, moving over to this side of the isthmus. 31 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation, with 73% relative humidity. Partially cloudy right now, or for this morning at any rate. Chance of stormy rains in the afternoon, and back to being partially cloudy tonight. Moving along to the metropolitan area, that's where we're sitting right now, 31 degrees Celsius. The maximum temperature for today, with 25 being the minimum. 36, thermal sensation, 72% relative humidity. So reasonably comfortable for today. Partially cloudy, can vouch for that looking out of the window. Stormy rain during the course of the afternoon, and no doubt, yes, we're back to partially cloudy tonight. Moving on to maritime conditions, as we do, we're going to start looking at the tides for today. On the Pacific, high tide, that was at 12.04 this morning, just after midnight, 3.96 metre high tide. Low tide, that will be, or was rather, at 6.12 this morning, at 0.79 of a metre. High tide again, the second one, will be at 12.42 this afternoon, to 4.24 metres. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 6.49 tonight, and that'll be 0.82 of a metre. Looking at the Caribbean, we've got low tide, that was at 2.24 this morning, and that was 0.03 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 8.27, that'll be 0.24 of a metre. Low tide, the second one, will be at 3.20 in the afternoon, minus 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide, that's going to be at exactly 10 o'clock tonight, and that'll be 0.21 of a metre. So there we go. There's our look at the tides. I'm just going to do a quick refresh. I'll tell you why. Because maritime conditions are sea conditions. Nada. Nope, there's nothing there. Sorry about that. Not much I can do about that. I will check later on during the course of the morning and see if they pop up. If they do, I'll let you know. Right, getting back to the music. Let's go back to the year 1975. Now, in 1975, B.J. Thomas had the longest title of a number one song on the top of the Billboard Popular Music Chart. The song was, "Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done, Somebody Wrong Song?"
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong song. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play, play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about love
that's gone wrong. Cause I don't want to cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play, play for me, a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about a love that's gone wrong. Cause I don't want to cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you please another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong.
So there we go, yes, the longest title of the number one single. Let's say a very good morning to Paul, Paul Dixon, over there in South London. Good morning to you, Paul. He sent me a nice picture of his garden. He's out there, nice spring day over there in the United Kingdom. Sun shining, he says, so he's out painting. It's lovely to see the garden. I was looking to see if I could see any roses there, Paul, but, well, you never did promise me a rose garden.
I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap, still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out.
There we go, yes, I love that song. That is Rose Garden from Lynn Anderson. Gosh, that goes back a while. 29 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Cool FM. Don't forget, in the last hour of this morning's programme, it's going to be our very last link-up, sadly, with our feisty foodie, Sarah Solomon. And she's, you know, she dropped us a little note last week saying that it was time to call today. 5.5 years she's been with us. That's all rather sad. But do join us. It's the last one for this morning. So we're going to be looking at doing something in the future along similar lines. So perhaps you're out there listening and you would like to do a segment with us here on The Breakfast Show about cooking. Well, let us know. Give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. 223-5162. Give Yasmin a call and say, hey, I'd like to do some recipes. Why not? Right, time for a quick break. Then we're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this Tuesday morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Right, let's take a look for this morning, some of those things in the international business news for today. The Russian ruble strengthened on Monday, firming past 77 against the euro to a near two-year high, helped by tax payments that companies are due to make this week, and as the market looked ahead to a central bank rate decision on Friday. By 14.53 GMT, the ruble had gained 3.6% to trade at $77.25, or rather 77.25 rubles to the euro, earlier clipping 76.96, its strongest mark since June of 2020. The ruble was 3% stronger against the dollar at 73.17, hovering around levels seen before February the 24th, when Russia sent tens of thousands of troops to Ukraine. HSBC has shelved plans for fresh stock buybacks this year after reporting an unexpected hit to its capital on Tuesday, as a cocktail of rising inflation, geopolitical drama and economic weakness dented its prospects. Shares in Europe's biggest bank were trading 2.2% lower by 8.25 GMT this morning, against a 0.6% gain in the benchmark FTSE 100 index, and a more buoyant banking index as investors reacted to revised payout plans, which compounded disappointing news on the bank's balance sheet. HSBC's core capital ratio, a key measure of a bank's financial strength, fell 1.7 percentage points from the end of 2021 to 14.1%, as new regulations and steepening yield curves led to losses on a hedging strategy the bank forged before a slew of central bank rate hikes. Oil prices fell on Tuesday as China's capital, Beijing, expanded its COVID-19 mass testing, heightening demand concerns and outweighing the prospect of supply disruptions. Brent crude futures were down 56 cents, or 0.5%, at $101.76 a barrel. This was at 9.35 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate contracts were down 82 cents, or 0.8%, at $97.72 per barrel. China's capital, Beijing, has expanded its COVID-19 mass testing from one district this week to most of the city of nearly 22 million people, as the population braced for an imminent lockdown similar to Shanghai's stringent curbs. China, the world's largest crude oil importer, by the way. Elon Musk clinched a deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion in cash on Monday in a transaction that will shift control of the social media platform populated by millions of users and global leaders to the world's richest person. It is a seminal moment for the 16-year-old company, which emerged as one of the world's most influential public squares and now faces a string of challenges. Musk, who calls himself a free speech absolutist, has criticized Twitter's moderation. He wants Twitter's algorithm for prioritizing tweets to be public and objects to giving too much power on the service to corporations that advertise. Amazon Inc. Founder Jeff Bezos has asked in a post on Twitter if Elon Musk's $44 billion cash deal to buy the U.S. social media platform gives China a bit of a leverage over the town square. Twitter is blocked in China, where Musk, the world's richest person, has key business interests. Mondelez International Inc. said on Monday that it would buy bread maker Grupo Bimbo's confectionery business, Ricolino, for around about $1.3 billion, as the Toblerone chocolate maker plans to expand in Mexico. Several U.S. packaged food marks makers have been making big acquisitions in recent months as they strive to keep sales levels elevated after seeing demand skyrocket during the height of the pandemic when people hardly went to restaurants. And interesting, in technology, computers using light rather than electric currents for processing, only years ago seen as research projects, are gaining traction, and startups that have solved the engineering challenge of using photons in chips are getting big funding. In the latest example, AR Labs, a startup developing this technology called Silicon Photonics, said on Tuesday it had raised $130 million from investors, including chip giant NVIDIA Corporation. While the transistor-based silicon chip has increased computing power exponentially over past decades, as transistors have reached the width of several atoms, shrinking them further is challenging. Not only is it hard to make something so minuscule, but as they get smaller, signals can bleed between them. Interesting end to this morning's news on technology. That's something we could perhaps talk to Dr. Computer about. I'll talk about fish and he can talk about the chips. That's it, breakfast show time. We are 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, we're going to take a look at the local news in a little bit more detail than after 7.30 this morning. Oh, there we go. That's what we're doing. Yes, we're playing that funky music going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Let's get back to Paul over there in the United Kingdom. And he's still there with his beautiful garden. I must admit, it looks really nice. And I tell you what, I would imagine that the weather there, Paul, is that you are over there with a little bit of warmth from the sun, but a nice cool air temperature. That's what I'd imagine. You just about feel it. Also, very good morning to Renee. Very good morning to you. And she says, oh, no, no more feisty foodie. How sad. Yep, today's the last day, sad to say. After 5.5 years with Sarah. And Renee asked, could you please play a waking up song of the day? Comes from James Blunt, or Captain James Blunt. And you're beautiful. James Blunt. Doesn't say what her name was, does it? I wonder if it was Sylvia. It could be Sylvia. He's probably always on the phone. I wonder what Sylvia's mother would say.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave us alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please.
says Sylvia's packing. She's gonna be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Please, this is a prayer. I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Please, this is Avery. I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while.
Dr. Hook and Sylvia's mother. It was 1972 that was released as a single by Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, and the group's first hit song. It was written by Shel Silverstein, produced by Ron Hafkin, and was highly successful in the United States. Got to number 5 on the Billboard singles chart. Tied with Sexy Eyes from the album Sometimes You Win for the band's best performing song, as well as got to number 1 in Ireland, number 2 in the United Kingdom, and also spent 3 weeks at number 1 on the Australian music charts, making it the 15th ranked single in Australia for 1972 sounds just like yesterday. Def Leppard. This is the latest single from the band called Kick. We're 11 and a half minutes away from the top of the hour. That's 8 o'clock.
That way.
I don't wanna kick your habit, but you never quit.
So won't you give me some more?
plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
If you hate me after all I say,
I can't put it off.
Just gotta tell her anyway.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Stars in the
Well, that's it. Yes, bring back the time. Don't we wish?
Play it again.
Oh, no, I'm not going to play it again. Not yet. I might do it tomorrow. There's New Kids on the Block, of course. Well, almost New Kids on the Block, together with En Vogue, Salt-N-Pepa, and Rick Ashley. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
A dream is just a dream, and I don't want.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
So I heard you found somebody else. And at first I thought it was a lie. I took all the things that made sense. The rest I can do without.
Is called Somebody Else, and it comes from 1975. That's the name of the band. Before that, it was Jessie Ware, and she was singing. What was she singing? She was singing Spotlight.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Another beautiful day in the city. I'm loving this. It's not quite a vacation. It's a working day. It's not a vacation. It's a working day. One of the things I really like about coming to the city, in my apartment, I have these two different bidets, and I didn't know how much I really loved a bidet until I get here. And I don't know if you don't have a bidet, you need one. If you haven't tried one, you ought to try one. It changes everything. You remember the long lines that people used to see in the stores during a pandemic where people were buying up all that toilet paper? You don't need paper if you have a good bidet. That's like a sandblaster with water. Whoo, it feels good. Fresh. Fresh as the morning. Ah, yes, it does. Very fresh indeed. I'm looking out over the park down here. I'm looking out over the school, checking out all the green stuff down there. Boy, I do remember a while back when that was all dead quiet during pandemic. But right now, it's good to see the city coming back alive again. I'm so happy. And that sun has, boy, has that peeked out over those tall buildings. Whew. One of these skylines here reminds me of Hong Kong. If you've ever got a chance to look at the skyline in Hong Kong, how every building is a little bit different, that's kind of what we have here, especially with this big screw of a building. I don't know that Fenosa. It's just this giant, turning, screwy thing in the sky. But we have a lot of very interesting buildings. We're very blessed here with a unique skyline. And when you come around on the Cinta Costera and you're going around Casco Antigua and you come around the Casco Viejo and you're seeing the city from the water, it is divine. Nothing better than living in Panama. All right, it's going to be a beautiful day. Got lots of work to do. Doesn't look like I'm going to head back to the countryside till probably Saturday. We got a painter in there, and he's just putting on the paint and putting on the paint. He got like 5-6 rooms to paint plus ceiling, so he's going to be there a while. And we're trying to get things fixed up slowly, poco a poco. You know what that's like, Jerry, in these older buildings. You got to be extra careful. You don't want to make any problems for your neighbor below or your neighbor above. All right, you guys be safe out there, and back to you in the studio.
very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
One of my favourite of all time there, Radiohead and Creep. Big thanks to Ingrid for her her intrepid In the City report for this morning. I like that Renee came back with too much information, Ingrid. You know, I've never in my life used a bidet. I must admit.
Okay.
Spencer Davis Group and Give Me Some Loving, following on from The Sweet and Fox on the Run. I just thought I would check up on the B-Day, you know. I found a use for it after all. It can also be used to wash feet, with or without filling it up with water. In several European countries, by the way, a toilet which, if you have a toilet, you have to have a B-Day. Really, see, it does. And by the way, if you're working, I knew it was a French word, but I didn't know which French word it was. Bidet is a French loan word meaning pony. Yep, pony. Due apparently to the straddling position adopted in its usage.
To rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
The ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about the ice and the moon and the sun.
I tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
We'll get high.
We touch there.
We'll touch the sky.
Why the tears there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
The ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about the mice and her fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Ichiku Park. Small Faces. Renee's happy now. She says, Rick's bum's got a B-Day. She says, that's nice. Now I can tell her what it's, what it's meant to be used for. I mean, I've been in love space. I mean, I've got a couple here in the apartment. Can use it for watering the plants as well.
Many years ago is when it all began. You found a home in the palm of my hands. The minute I held you to my chest, I knew I found the only one for me. Such a beautiful sound.
Sing for me, my darling. Won't you sing?
Tom Gregory, and that's called Fingertips. Right, I tell you what, my next song for this morning, we're going to go back to the year 1967. Now, this is a song which, according to Mike Wirtz, one of the writers of the song, comes from a dream that he had about an aging door-to-door grocer named Jack in a small turn of the 20th century village, who was mocked by the children as he was taken for granted by townfolk. When Jack unexpectedly died, the townfolk reacted with anger about the inconvenience of now having to be self-reliant about their staple provisions, while the children were heartbroken. In truth, having loved and appreciated Jack all the while. So there we go. It is called, by the way, Excerpt from a Teenage Opera, or as we better know it from my time, Grocer Jack, by Keith West.
Counts the days into years. Yes, 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears. His arms and legs don't get so strong. His heart's weak, there's something wrong. Opens windows in despair. Tries to breathe in some fresh air. His conscience cries, get on your feet. Without you, Jack, the town can't eat. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no. The people that live in the town don't understand. He's never been known to miss his round. His tail drop, the housewife shell. When Jack turns up, we'll give him hell. Husbands moan at breakfast tables. No milk, no eggs for marmalade labels. Mothers send the children out to Jack's house to scream and shout. Sunday morning, bright and clear. Lovely flowers decorate a marble square. People cry and walk away. Think about the fateful day. Now they wish they'd given Jack more affection and respect. The little children dressed in black don't know what's happened to old Jack.
Mommy says you won't come back. Oh no, no.
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media. was Santana there, an African bamba. We're making our way up towards the top of the hour. We've got time to squeeze one more in. Don't forget, in the last hour of this morning's programme, for the last time, sadly, we're going to be linking up with feisty foodie Sarah Solomon. And if you fancy, you know, being a little bit of a chef here on this morning's breakfast show, and you would, yeah, I could do that. Well, just drop Yasmin a line, or give her a call, rather, on 223-5162. 223-5162.
Me ilumina que tú haces mi día. Ni siquiera te conozco. Dime tu nombre que no es por joder, porque quisiera invitarte tal vez a comer. No prometo que te encantaré, pero prometo que lo intentaré. Tantas emociones que vienen tan de repente. Lo que me encanta es que tú eres diferente. Sin maquillaje, bella naturalmente. Créeme que esto no es labia. Son mis confesiones, me parecen necesarias para sacar este peso de mi pecho. Porque cuando pienso en ti solamente pienso en besos. Dame besos en la cara, besos por la noche y nuevamente en la mañana. Cumple mi deseo y sonríe para mí. Y en ese momento seré el hombre más feliz.
There we go, that's the sound of Entre Nos here on this morning's programme, and Naturalmente. And that has brought us to this time. We're just coming up to the top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Como una mañana de verano, como una sonrisa eres tú, eres tú, así, así, eres tú. Toda mi esperanza eres tú, eres tú, como lluvia fresca en mis manos. Fuerte brisa eres tú, eres tú.
There we go, that was going out to Cedric this morning. Good morning, Cedric. Hope you have a great Tuesday. Remember, as soon as you have a great Tuesday, get it over with, we're going to have a great Wednesday tomorrow. Yeah, it's already coming up for the middle of the week. Time on the Breakfast Show, 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to be checking in with Feisty Foodie soon.
Just one more night, my love, and all that we
love we were. How can you
Isn't that beautiful? Yes, of course, Dionne Warwick there, and just one more night. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. And just waiting for us, Feisty Foodie Sarah, to join us online. While we're waiting, Return to Innocence from Enigma. Brings back great memories of 1994 when this was released, and my first trip with my mother and Neil when we went to Boquete, and with, of course, the good lady, lovely Christina. Enigma and a Return to Innocence, and that's brought us to the time where we link up with our Feisty Foodie Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Miserable.
Aww. Why are you miserable today, Jim?
Last time.
I know. No, I'm a little choked up myself. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, well. We can do it again.
We can. Whenever we want, really.
Exactly. We're going to do say, I want to be on the program.
Right. I love that I have that power now.
Well, that's it. Yes, you got all that. Yeah. You've earned it.
I've got so much power now. I want to be on. I'll be on when I want. I love that. Thank you so much for saying that.
No, you're always welcome. You know that. Yeah, I mean, it's been 5.5 years.
I know. It's a long time. That's a lot of recipes I wrote.
Well, since we've not been getting the food, I mean...
That's really been the hardship of all.
Well, that's what it's all about, you know. Yes.
Yeah. How I used to like show up with food and booze and people with more booze.
So anyway, how you been this week?
Yeah, you know, it's been a complicated week, but getting through it, mm-hmm. I have to say. And I don't know, it was a hard decision, but I feel, you know, it's time to give somebody local the opportunity, right?
Well, you're local. You're on the end of the line.
There you go. I'm local enough. But, you know, I wish, like, I had more access to know what was available and, you know, like, focus a little bit more on those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, it's been 5.5 years. Good luck finding someone as responsible as me who, like, gets you all the information in advance and shows up on time every time. For 5.5 years. I mean, it's big shoes to fill. What can I say?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, of course, I mean, you know, we miss you because we miss your restaurant as well.
I know, me too.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're still going to be here. We're still going to be in touch. We can always do specials, can't we?
Absolutely. I'm totally open for that if we want to talk about that. I absolutely would love to do that. And I think given that today's kind of, it's my last show, I thought I'd focus on some of my favorite recipes.
Okay.
Good. Really see a little bit of insight into, okay, well, these are kind of my go-to favorites. And I thought that, you know, we've done one of them, but I saw we did it back in 2018. So I don't even know if the same people are listening. But if they are, sorry for the duplication. If they're not, this is a fantastic recipe and probably one of the only ways to get my kids to eat veggies.
Yeah.
Of course, about my homemade minestrone soup. And this is just one of those dishes that I love to make. You know, I take the little bit of extra care to make sure that my knife cuts are, you know, proportion and, you know, the same size so that everything cooks at the same time. And this recipe hasn't ever failed me. So it's one of my go-tos. And I thought that, you know, especially the loyal people who listen, you know, regularly, would really be able to tap into this, this recipe. And I know that everything's available there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that as well. So, what we're going to start off with, are a group of veggies. And now you can choose different veggies if you prefer. I just know that these are veggies that work for me that my kids will eat, even though they can see them. So this is really like a huge thing for me. And what I like to add for this one is celery. I use about 2 stalks. And I, as I said, this recipe is about, for me, the knife cuts and making sure that everything is diced nicely. So we started with 2 celery stalks, a large carrot, 1 zucchini, unpeeled, and then for the rest of it, we're going to add a can of cannellini beans, some dried oregano, some dried basil. And then, of course, to give it our body, we're going to add a can of diced tomatoes, a can of crushed tomatoes. I also like to throw some frozen spinach in there. You don't really need to do anything to it because it's already cut up. And then, of course, kind of the base that gives this recipe a lot of depth of flavor is beef broth. So I like to use an organic beef broth, but use what we got there. And then I think one of the secrets to this recipe is probably the Parmesan rind. Okay, and I know this sounds like an odd ingredient to throw into a soup because you're like, why am I putting the end of the cheese and the part that I usually discard into the soup? But first of all, no one ever cuts it like right to the end. So you are going to impart that Parmesan flavor, and it just adds another layer of flavor to this recipe. And I think without it, you know, it just kind of lacks. And because you're going to use Parmesan to kind of shave over the top of it, you're already going to have a Parmesan rind. So you got that. I like to add some fresh basil as well, and then some crushed red chili peppers, just to give a little bit of a touch of heat and give another layer of heat. So we're starting off with some olive oil in a large pot over medium-high heat. And as kind of I always do with every super sauce recipe, we're going to start with the onions. And we're going to cook them till they're translucent for about 4 minutes or so. Then we're going to add some garlic. The recipe calls for 4 cloves, depending on how big they are. Sometimes I use 3. And we're going to put that garlic in with our onion mixture and let it get nice and fragrant for about 30 seconds longer. And then from that point on, we're going to throw in our celery, carrots, zucchini, and our spinach, and we're going to cook it until they begin to soften. So last time I made this, I actually forgot the spinach, and I threw it in kind of more at the last stage, and it worked out well with that.
Well, that cooks very quickly, doesn't it, spinach?
Exactly. We're just trying, it's already cooked, so we're just trying to warm it through. So,
thing I love about spinach is you get a whole great big bunch of it, and then you cook it, and you got a tiny little bit left.
To nothing. Yeah, it's one of those, it's one of those things. You can, it's the same thing with onions, I find, especially when I make an onion soup. I start off with a huge bowl of it, and it cooks down to next to nothing. So spinach does that as well. And in this one, I'm actually, I use frozen spinach because I just kind of chuck it in there just to, you know, try to convince my kids to eat a little bit more green and a little more veggies. So we're just going to let all those veggies soften a bit for about 5 minutes or so. And then we're going to add in our dried spices. So our oregano, our basil, and our salt and pepper to taste. And we're going to cook that, you know, 3 to 5 minutes more as they start to get a little soft. Then we're going to throw in our diced and crushed tomatoes, so a can of each, and our beef broth and our Parmesan rind. And we're going to let that come up to a boil. And then once it does, we want to reduce it to a simmer on a medium low for about 10 minutes more.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, we're going to stir in our cannellini beans. And what I like to actually do is to take half of the cannellini beans and puree it and have leave the other half whole. Mm-hmm. And this gives the soup a little bit more body and texture. Plus, you also get the whole cannellini beans. So it's another way where I kind of trick my kids and slide more veggies in there. And so I like to kind of do a half and half with those cannellini beans.
Could you add two cans of leany beans?
You can add as many as you want. You can turn it into a big bean soup if you like.
Which are the cannellini beans? Which are
those
they?
Are the white ones.
Okay, so are they like, the very big ones or not?
No, they're not huge. I think you're thinking maybe of a kidney bean. They're kind of a mid-sized white bean.
Oh, okay.
And because we're going to puree half of it, that'll give our soup a little bit more body.
Mm-hmm.
So you get body from that tomato, the diced tomatoes and the tomato puree, and then we're going to get a little bit of body from these cannellini beans as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the key to this, like a great minestrone soup, in my view, has pasta in it. And this
definitely.
Right? So this can be tricky because you can go one of two ways. You can choose to cook the pasta in the soup, right, and then serve it, or you can cook the pasta separately. And now the benefits and downfalls to this are that if you cook it in the soup, then when you go to reheat it, the pasta can kind of tend to get overcooked a little bit
because
you've cooked it all the way through and then you're heating it again. So it could get a little mushy, but it does absorb all those flavors. So you've got pros and cons with that. The alternative is to cook the pasta separately, and then as you serve it, you can combine it in the bowls. And that way, your base soup doesn't have the pasta in it, and you can serve it the next day and not worry about any pasta getting overcooked. I'll tell you, I add the pasta usually, like 9 times out of 10, I put the pasta in there. And it cooks in about 10 minutes or so. We'd want to just double check our seasoning, add a pinch of salt and a pinch of red chili flakes. And we want to make sure our pasta is nicely cooked and then ladle it into the bowls and then add some grated parm on top of it and some chopped fresh basil. It's I find like a half inch to a 3/4 inch dice is just perfect for the size of the vegetables in this. So not too small, not too big. And that way they all cook nice.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And I mean, I guess it's the preparation is the longest part, is it?
Yeah. Really cutting up the veggies. That is your longest part. So, you know, in Panama, maybe you can delegate that to somebody else. I don't have that luxury here, unfortunately.
What's the matter? Has Corey broken his wrist or?
Well, you know, his knife his skills are better suited to lamb chops and duck breast.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Barbecue and those kinds of things. He's like become a real master of the cast iron pan, I tell you.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
Butter basted eggs, his lamb chops, his duck breast. Like, he's mastered the cast iron pan. Knife skills, not his strong suit, I have to say. But he always kind of calls me in there to do that part. But certainly, if you can delegate it to somebody else because you're in Panama and that's how, you know, you roll there, do that part. But just make sure that they get them nice and even. And that way everything cooks even.
All right, that's it. We got a bit to get through. Let's go on to your salmon.
All right. So this, again, you know, I'm always looking for things that my kids will eat that are hits in my house. And this is an easy go-to recipe. It's done in less than 20 minutes, and it's super super flavorful and really, like, not complicated at all. So I like to start off with a mini food processor, and I take 1 clove of garlic, about 3/4 of a teaspoon of rosemary, and 3/4 of a teaspoon of thyme, about 1 teaspoon of lemon zest, about a tablespoon or so of some dry white wine, little bit of extra virgin olive oil, and some Dijon mustard and some whole grain mustard. Now, I like to combine them both because I like to have a little bit of that texture as well in this glaze. And what we're just going to do is we're going to grind that and for about 30 seconds or so until it's nicely combined. And we could just transfer that to a small bowl and then add like a remaining teaspoon of whole grain mustard. And that way we're really going to make sure that we get the flavor from it as well as the texture.
Is that a teaspoon or a tablespoon?
Let me see what I've got here. We've got 2 tablespoons of whole grain mustard. So 1 tablespoon is going in when we're grinding, and then 1 tablespoon will go in afterwards.
Right,
so we
get those
nice pops of those mustard.
Okay.
All right. And now this one allows you to kind of all eat at the same time, just in case, you know, sometimes you do it on a frying pan and it all doesn't fit. This one we're going to do in the oven with the broiler. Okay, so super fast and super easy. We're going to preheat our broiler, and we're going to take a heavy rim baking sheet and line it with foil. And we just want to give that a spray with some nonstick, you know, spray, pan or olive oil spray, something like that. And we're going to take our salmon fillets, sprinkle them with some salt and pepper, and we're going to broil them quickly for about 2 minutes. Okay, so just like a flash, you know, little zap of heat. And then we take them out after 2 minutes. We're going to spoon our mustard sauce over the fillets, and we're just going to continue to broil them in until they're about golden brown and cooked through. I like my salmon kind of a little medium rare, so it should take about 5 minutes or so, depending on the size of your salmon pieces. If they're thick or big, you may want to leave them in for maybe 6 or 7 minutes, okay? But you don't want it to dry out, so we want our salmon to be nice and flaky and definitely not translucent. We want to make sure we know that it's fully cooked when it's opaque. But when it's got that little bit where it's a bit medium rare, that's how I prefer my salmon. But, of course, govern yourselves accordingly. I just think overcooked salmon gets dry and is unappealing. So you want to just keep an eye on that. But as I said, it's a very quick cook, 2 minutes initially, and then another 5 minutes or so with the sauce. All right?
Okay.
We're just going to serve this up with some lemon wedges, and you're good to go. My kids love a squirt of lemon on their salmon. So at least I've trained them to eat that. I tell you, some days it's complicated. But the fact that they ask for lemon on their salmon, I will take the win on that.
Right? I tell you, one of the things I agree with you is that, I mean, I like my salmon because you can eat salmon raw, let's face it. And, you know, one of the things I think was it's so easy to overcook it. Then it goes hard and it loses a lot. Same, of course, when you're doing prawns or shrimps.
Yeah, definitely. Calamari, you know, a lot of seafood like that. It's delicate, and I think that's why a lot of people are intimidated by cooking fish and seafood, is because they always think, like, they don't know when it's cooked or they don't know if they're going to overcook it or not. So as I said, salmon cooks very, very quickly, and you really just want to make sure that it's opaque and that it flakes nicely. If it's still sticking together and not flaking, then it's undercooked still, and you need to leave it in for a little bit. But if you can take your fork and it's flaking off a little bit, your salmon is done, and you're good to go.
Okay. Right? And just a quick couple of messages for you, because we've got Renee saying, thank you, Sarah, for all the years of sharing wonderful recipes, culinary knowledge, and fun disposition. Oh, you've got a fun disposition. That's nice.
Well, someone thinks so. Lucky me. Renee's like my number one.
She will be missed, she says.
Yeah. I told her. I said she should take over for me.
and Mary Lou has sort of said a little sort of emoji with a smile and with a tear saying, oh, it's Sarah's last day. So.
Well, I appreciate, you know, Renee, like, her steadfast loyalty to listen from wherever she was, including a tarmac, I mean, it just warms my heart. So nice to hear these messages and know that I'll be missed a little bit, I guess.
No, of course you will. Anyway, let's move on because, I'll tell you what, the next one then is the cakey.
Right. So, you know, I don't know, like, I guess Renee knows, she was listening a few weeks ago, it was about around your birthday time, where I talked about a birthday cake hack. This cake kind of takes it to another level. So this, it's a little bit harder, there's a little more technique in it, which is kind of why I've left it to, you know, my last show, because I don't want people yelling at me, telling me it was too hard. But this is a flourless chocolate cake, and it's got a beautiful texture, and the top kind of cracks a little bit. So it's got this cracked top flourless chocolate cake. And if you make it right, the inside texture is just spectacular. So what we're going to do. And kind of part of my inspiration for this was that it's bittersweet chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bittersweet for me today to be leaving. So, you know, there's that as well. So mm-hmm. we're going to start off with about a pound of bittersweet chocolate chopped up into small pieces, one stick of unsalted butter, and 9 large eggs that you separate. So we're separating the mm-hmm. yolks and mm-hmm. whites. We're going to have about 3/4 of a cup of granulated sugar plus an extra tablespoon, 2 cups of very cold heavy cream, which we're going to whip up for
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and then confectioner sugar in a that we want to dust on top.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I like to add raspberries as a topping, but you could use strawberries or milk fruit or whatever you prefer, right? Because mm-hmm. this cake looks so nice on its own. Now, the one kicker is you do need a springform pan to make this cake. So a pan where the outside comes off and detaches from the bottom.
Oh, yeah, okay? I've seen those. I always wonder what the point was.
Well, this is the point, is to make this cake. So go buy that pan mm-hmm. and make this cake. And start off by making sure that your pan is nicely buttered.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do is we want to melt our chocolate. So we're going to put our chocolate and butter into a double boiler
mm-hmm.
Or a heat-proof bowl over a pot that's boiling. And we just want to make sure that there's about 1 inch of simmering water in it. We don't mm-hmm. want the bottom of our bowl or the bottom of our double boiler to be in water. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to leave that to kind of keep an eye on that and while it's starting to melt. Meanwhile, we're going to whisk the egg yolks with the sugar in a mixing bowl until it becomes a nice light yellow color.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what we want to do is we want to slowly be able to take that beautiful warm chocolate and we want to temper it into this egg yolk mixture, right? So if we mm-hmm. put all the chocolate in all right away, it's going to scramble our eggs. So what we need to do is we need to take a small amount of our chocolate mixture and mix it into our egg yolks. And that way we get the temperature up of our egg yolks and it'll allow us to slowly whisk in the rest
mm-hmm.
without cooking our eggs at all. All right. If you cook your eggs, you're toasted and you need to start over again. So we really want to make sure that we temper the eggs with this chocolate so that it gets up to temperature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then with your mixer, you're going to take the egg whites and you're going to beat those until you get stiff peaks. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Once
mm-hmm.
you have nice stiff peaks, we're going to fold in our chocolate mixture. So I would recommend using a silicone spatula,
mm-hmm.
something where you fold in these beautiful stiff egg whites with this gorgeous velvety chocolate
mm-hmm.
mixture. Okay? We want to make sure that our pan has been sprayed with any nonstick spray, or you could use a bit of butter if you want. And then we're going to pour it into our prepared pan. All right. We're going to bake that in the oven, as I said, 350, probably about 20 to 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that it's done when we start to see the top cracking. And
okay.
you can insert mm-hmm. a toothpick into it, and it comes out with just a few moist crumbs clinging to it. Okay. We don't need the toothpick to be clean. We want to take it
mm-hmm.
out when we've got those cracks and you've got moist crumbs clinging to our toothpick.
Okay.
Once we take it out, we're going to let it stand for about 10 minutes before we unmold it. Okay? And so, like, while it's resting at this point, this is when you can whip up your whipped cream. All right? So we're going to take cold whipped cream, and we're going to whip it up until it becomes nice and fluffy in there. All right? And then we're going to take a sifter, and we're going to pat that with some confectioner's sugar just to make it look all fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, you know, put any kind of stencil on there, if you want to put a flower or a heart or anything like that, this is the time you would do it. Put that on. Use a sifter with some confectioner's sugar, giving
mm-hmm.
it a nice
mm-hmm.
light tap on the side. And then you can serve it up with your gorgeous whipped cream, top it off with some fresh raspberries. And you want to serve this cake when it's about kind of a little bit warmer at room temperature. It's just delicious.
All right. Well, Sarah, we've just got about a minute and 45 seconds. So
well, we're going to
do a quick cocktail.
Quick cocktail. Quick cocktail. We're going to use my favorite fruit, which I know isn't in season right now, but it's not going to be in season when I'm not going to be doing the show when it is. So, everyone who's with me and loves peaches, this is for you. If you can't find fresh peaches, you can use frozen. So I've given the instructions to do it with fresh
mm-hmm.
and with frozen. But basically, we need 4 ripe medium-sized peaches, and a bottle of Prosecco. So pretty easy. If you're using fresh peaches, I want you to peel the skin off of it first. And how we're going to do that is by cutting a very shallow X on the base of the peach, and we're going to dunk those into boiling water for about 20 seconds, right?
Okay.
Use a slotted spoon or tongs to get them out of there, and then just use a paring knife, and that'll allow you to just peel off the skin very easily. Okay? Then what we're going to do is we're going to puree those beautiful fresh peaches after obviously removing it from the pit, and we want to chill that puree. Should take about 30 minutes or so in the fridge, and then when your puree is ready, pour that into a champagne flute, about 2 ounces or a quarter cup at the bottom. Pour in some ice-cold Prosecco over top, making sure not to overflow the glass, and then give it a little bit of a gentle stir. You can garnish it with a fresh peach or raspberry, whatever you like. So if you don't have fresh peaches, as I said, you can go with frozen. It actually kind of saves you the whole part of
taking them off. Earlier on, we were using a can of linis. Can't we use a can of peaches?
A can of peaches? You can, but you want to make sure that it's not too sweet and that you chill it before doing it.
Okay.
I have never tried it with a can of peaches, but it's definitely a fair question if you can't find frozen.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to make sure that your puree is cold enough before adding the Prosecco to it.
Okay. Lovely.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Garnish it with a peach, a raspberry, whatever you want. And this is just a delightful drink that you can drink any given Sunday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Brilliant.
Thursday, Friday, and we're back down to Sunday again.
There you go. Any day of the week, this is your cocktail.
Sarah, unfortunately, we've got to go. But look, I want to thank you so much for everything. We'll keep in touch. I mean, anything that's happening up there in Canada or whatever, let us know, and we can link up, or you can send us a little recording or whatever. And we'll keep having you back as our guest chef.
That would be my honor.
All right. Well, look, thanks for everything, Sarah. We're going to miss you.
We'll miss you too.
All right. And keep in touch.
Thank you so much for everything. My love.
Thank you.
Goes out to you guys and everybody who's part of this show and everyone in Panama who is listening and the people who are outside.
There we go. All right, my love. Take care.
Bye.
All the best.
Thank you. You too.
There we go. Feisty Foodie Sarah with us here this morning, sadly for the last time, but don't worry, we'll be sneaking her in and out. Can trust me on that one. Right, that's brought us to the end of the program. Let's say a big, big thank you to Sarah. Also to Yasmin. She's not here at the moment. She's gone off to a breakfast meeting. It's all right for some, isn't it? But that's it. So thanks also to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney. The boys and girls of Grupo Grado keep us up and running. My co-producer, Neil Danby. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. What do we say tomorrow? Believe it or not, it's already WTW tomorrow. Welcome to Wednesday. It'll be midweek, the midweek show. So I'll see you, or be with you at 6 in the morning, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Please do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing tomorrow? 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.